This is the Saucer Afterlife, wherein we tie up loose ends, cover stuff that didn't really fit into other episodes, and do all kinds of other things. This time, it is the poetry of Otis T. Carr. Our Wayne Aho and Otis T. Carr episode was, you know, threatening to get a little unwieldy as far as length and stuff went. So I made a decision to not include any of the poetry that Carr included in his book Dimensions of Mystery, and I am going to rectify that right now. This first selection is called Scent Sense. The nectar in a rose, and other blossoms too, is God's perspiration put there for me and you. And the busy little bee treats the evidence of God's toil in a manner chemically, leaving behind for mortal man a sweet taste of mystery. Everything was going so well until that extra line on the second stanza that made no sense to me, but I'm not a poet. Next up, we have Up and Atom. Yes, that's Atom spelled A-T-O-N, Up and Atom. This one also has, rhythmically, I think it's a little better, but the rhyme scheme is inconsistent, I think would probably be the most accurate way to put it. Oh, the inverse square of the distance is the measure of a mass. That's why every liquid appears heavier than its gas. Ionized particles afloatin' in the air seem to rule the earth, but they won't grow hair on a bald head. And we can tell you this without sounding too prophetic, that every piece of matter is really quite magnetic. Therefore, many a bright man has acted like a fool, trying to prove why gravity has a push and pull. Yeah, I'm not sure fool and pull rhyme, unless it's one of those slant rhyme things that I never really understood when I was in school. Here's another one that's a little odd. This one is called Subjective, and I'm not really sure what the point of this is. Maybe it's subjective, and we all find different points in it. Subjective. Oh, you be the builder of bridges, and we'll be the dreamer of dreams. Before you have laid the first stone, we'll have a castle all our own. Your bridge will crumble with decay, but our dreams will only fade away. Oh, you be the builder of bridges, and we'll be the dreamer of dreams. And I think we'll finish with this touching, this is weird. It's called Decoy Betrayal. Decoy Betrayal. On a bleak December night, just breaking into dawn, the wild duck slowed in his flight, mateless, spent, and forlorn. He gazed down upon the marshes, seeking a place to rest, and with joy located a group of his kind floating in an unsheltered cove, two and three abreast. With a glad, rejoicing cry, he glided down toward his tragic fate, dreaming that one amongst the resting flock might become a loving mate. In the shadowed light at break of day, too late, he knew his terrible mistake. And with beating wings he veered away, for the one he sought below was just a man-made fake. 30 pieces of lead pierced his heart and brain, and the soul of this beautiful wild mallard returned from whence it came. Could it be that his only sin was loneliness? Because he wanted to give love, and in return, be loved again. I want to be a fly on the wall at whatever duck hunting mishap, disaster, misfortune inspired Otis to write this poem. Thanks for listening. The Saucer Afterlife is a production of Chizo Media, LLC. Our associate producer is Simpson J. Hanover III. You can find past episodes, etc., at saucerlife.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back in a while.